Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But Fan Cash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% Fan Cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Well, Clemson, South Carolina fans, I have a burning question for you on this Wednesday edition of Wire to Wire, and I mean burning, with the season kicking off here in just a few days. If you are a Clemson fan out there in the upstate of South Carolina or a Gamecock fan, I really, really want to hear from you. I know this is not going to be the happiest of conversations, but I do have a burning question for you, Gamecock and Clemson fans listening on 97.1 FM in Spartanburg, 97.7 FM in Greenville, on the Odyssey app, the iHeartMedia app, or however you're watching the show, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. A lot of Tolos already in the conversation there. So stay with us. A very, very important question for you, South Carolina and Clemson fans. But Diesel, we start the show today leading with the biggest news of the day. Yesterday on the show, you and I talked about Hunter Renfrow being cut, right? You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as we did, Diesel, what did you and I both say? We said, oh, Hunter Renfrow's cut. I guess that means Adam Thielen is staying in Charlotte. However, boy, big, big news if you're a Carolina Panther fan today on this Wednesday. Adam Thielen homecoming, going back to Minnesota, his old team, and now you are without Hunter Renfrow and you are without Adam Thielen. Diesel, what was your instant reaction to that news today?
Thanks a lot, Carolina Panthers, for making me look real dumb, okay? I just put together a sports spin for this morning saying there's no way that the Carolina Panthers would let Bryce Young's number one most trusted wide receiver go unless it was for a major haul, and then they let him go for a fifth and a seventh round pick.
They did. It's breaking news earlier today. This morning, Adam Thielen, look, we all know this could be the final season of his career. The Carolina Panthers will receive a 2026 fifth round pick, a 2027 fourth rounder, while Minnesota receives the veteran receiver, a 2026 conditional seventh rounder, and a 2027 fifth round pick. So, this happened earlier Wednesday morning. We know Adam Thielen, 35 years old, Diesel, spent the first 9 seasons of his career in Minnesota from 2014 to 2022, now going back home to Minnesota. And now the question becomes, does Carolina, do the Panthers today, re-sign Hunter Renfrow? I did not tweet this out. I wanted to save it for this very segment, Diesel, because I did get a phone call this morning regarding this conversation from a friend of mine who is very, very close to the source of this happening with Hunter Renfrow potentially going back to Carolina. And I mean very, very close. I'm not going to give any names or, you know, leak any information that's not out there. But I will tell you, Diesel, I know for a fact that the Carolina Panthers, as of today, have been in talks with Hunter Renfrow. So there have been conversations. I also know for a fact that there have been conversations about pay, a pay increase from what Hunter Renfrow was going to be making before he got cut. So not like breaking any news, but I will tell you, Tolo's out there, again, a source of mine, very, very close to the situation with Hunter Renfrow, informed me this morning after the Adam Thielen trade that the ball, the way it was worded to me, Diesel, is the ball is now in Hunter Renfrow's court in terms of if he wants to play football in 2025.
Well, good for you, man. The team cuts you, and then all of a sudden they need you, and go get yours. Try to squeeze them for a couple extra dollars. You deserve it for the pain and emotional distress they put you through
over
the last 24 hours.
Do you think, Diesel, after you get cut from a team, that was the conversation I was having this morning with my source, was after you get cut, you know, Hunter Renfrow's got other business ventures. He's okay financially, right? He's lived in Greenville here for a little while. We know him from his time in Clemson, but the guy's okay financially. I just wonder if there's any thought in his mind, Diesel, after being cut yesterday, if he's like, you know what, maybe this is my time to walk away from the game, or, hey, well, I'll give it another year.
I can't imagine that he went through the rigors of camp without the desire and intention to actually go play football. Like, you don't go through camp just for the fun of it, right? It's
sure.
It's hard work. It's getting hit. It's getting injured. I know he sustained a little small injury, and that may be the reason why he got cut in the first place. But you don't go through that unless you have the hope and the desire to go out and,
sure,
and run it back one more time. Who knows what Hunter Renfrow could be for the Carolina Panthers? We watched some of that training camp video. He was insane with his cuts. He was a really, really good player in training camp. He is very similar role-wise, size-wise, style-wise, playing style-wise as Adam Thielen. He's just a little bit younger.
Yeah.
And if you can get a year, maybe two, out of Hunter Renfrow, keep him around, start, you know, building up those draft picks through the trade with the Vikings, maybe you can go back and get somebody else who is a 22-year-old version of that a year or two down the road.
And again, to your point, yes, you would imagine, Diesel, that you go through training camp and you go through all of that work, come back from an injury, right, with the intent that you want to play. However, does Hunter Renfrow's mind change at all after he's been cut? I think that's the question. You would imagine that he still wants to play. That's the thought that I had this morning when I received the phone call from the person that I did. I immediately said, so you think he still wants to play, right? That's the thought we all have. However, people's feelings change after you get cut. I don't know the conversations he'll have with his family in terms of what he wants to do, Diesel, but I did reach out to Hunter. I texted him. I have not heard back. Obviously, it's probably a lot going on right now with him and the Carolina Panthers. But again, source very close to the situation says that he has been contacted by the Carolina Panthers. So we'll see what happens on that. T-Swizzle says it might be time to find a new fan base. You know, not everybody can beat Kansas City, T-Swizzle, or Philadelphia. He says David Moore over Renfrow, make it make sense. I know. It doesn't make a lot of sense. Good to see Jersey Joe, Shane, Dewey, T-Swizzle, 50 Tolos on the stream where you can watch the show, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Diesel, let's do this. We led the show with the big news. Let's transition to a question that I told you was a burning question for South Carolina fans out there today, as well as Clemson fans. I posted this question earlier today on our Facebook page at Fan Upstate. If you haven't done so, make sure you give us a like and a follow there. But Diesel, with football season just around the corner, let's look back at what could have been maybe the most back-breaking, the most gut-wrenching losses for both programs. Clemson, South Carolina. Again, Tolo's out there. If you're a Clemson or a South Carolina fan, we want to hear from you. 844-326-3663. The phone lines are open. That's also the Hub City Spartanburgers text line. Again, 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. Diesel, do you want to start with the Clemson Tigers, the South Carolina Gamecocks?
Man, who do we want to
upset first? Who do you want to start
with? Who do we want to elicit tears and pain and bring back all these memories from first? Oh, let's start with the South Carolina Gamecocks because they won the game last year. They're feeling good about themselves at least a little bit in the rivalry.
Let's do it. South Carolina Gamecocks. So, Gamecock fans, We want to hear from you. 844-326-3663. We know on this Wednesday, Utolos are getting ready for the Upset Picks Challenge. By the way, lines have been locked in. We'll get to that a little bit later in the show. Less than an hour from now, Diesel.
Also, by the way, Keith and TR, you got yours in early. You got to wait until 4 o'clock. And,
that's right.
And you got the line wrong.
Oh.
You texted in Syracuse over Tennessee plus 13.5. It's Syracuse plus 13.5 over Tennessee. So make sure that you put that plus number next to the team that's the underdog in the game. You got to get the line right or we don't count it.
Syracuse, Tennessee, interesting matchup. Again, to Diesel's point, wait till 4 o'clock. It's not open yet. So any Tolos that are about to do it, 4 o'clock, it'll be open. We'll get to that.
It's like that scene in Braveheart. Hold!
That's right.
Hold!
Hold your horses. Hold your horses. So I put this on the Fan Upstate Facebook page, Diesel, and I've also reached out to a few contacts of mine who cover South Carolina and have for a very long time. Which losses for the South Carolina Gamecocks, and JB's already getting the conversation going on the YouTube stream. Good job, JB. You understand the assignment. Which losses for you South Carolina fans are those ones that you still lose sleep over? The ones that you still can't quite get past? The ones that keep you up at night? Those gut-wrenching losses, does it start not even a year ago, Diesel in Columbia with that 2024 loss to LSU?
That's definitely one of them.
Yeah.
That's a big one. You win that game, you're probably in the college football playoff.
Yeah.
That's a brutal one. Yeah, for sure. I look at a couple other ones, Cole. I look at maybe 2014 against Missouri, where you had a 13-point fourth-quarter lead at home. You lost the game, and it kind of sent the Steve Spurrier era, which had been really high, started sending that one downhill.
2014 Missouri. So that's interesting. They went 7-6 in 2014. I also will throw the Tennessee game from 2014 in there as well. I remember that one very vividly. They went on to beat Florida the very next week, beat South Alabama, lost to Clemson. It wasn't close. But they had a bad loss, Diesel, in overtime.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Time on November the 1st, 2014, to Tennessee. So, to your point there about the year 2014, you did say 2014, right?
Correct.
That was a tough year. The 1-point loss to Missouri that you talked about. They lost to Kentucky, right? Then they lost to Auburn, but that Tennessee loss was backbreaking. I had a friend of mine text me that one, the Tennessee loss in 2014. I reached out to a few friends of mine who are diehard Gamecock fans. That's definitely up there, 2014. Would you say recent again, 2024, the Shane Beamer versus Brent Bielema controversy, that one's up there. Gamecock fans, how would you rank that one just in terms of tough, gut-wrenching losses?
It's hard to put that much importance on bowl games, right? I mean,
it is.
There's nothing after that bowl game.
But the climax,
you want to win,
you know?
It. Yeah, you want to win it. It feels good if you win that game. I don't know that that one really hurts. Does that South Carolina fans, does that one stick in your craw that much?
It's a good question. I just think the way they ended the season beating Clemson, right? Missed the playoff. I don't know if it hurts tremendously, Diesel, but I think it does hurt a little bit. I think it does hurt a little bit. What else do you have on yours?
I look at maybe 2023 South Carolina against Florida. At home, you were up 10 with 5 minutes to play. At home, South Carolina collapsed. The season kind of spiraled at that point. You finished 5-7. A big missed opportunity. Could have been a bowl game opportunity. Still relatively early in Shane Beamer's tenure.
And what year was that?
That was in 2023.
Okay. I like that one. I had this one sent in to me from John Whittle of the Big Spur, who we've had on the show, good friend of the show. John Whittle says Florida 2018 and 2019. So I definitely think the Florida loss in 2019 is up there. Maybe even so a little more than the 2018 game against Florida. That kind of sent him on a downhill spiral in 2019, Diesel. You remember that same year they lost to Florida, a tough loss, really close game. Then they lost to Tennessee. They beat Vandy, but then they lost to App State, A&M, and Clemson back-to-back-to-back. So that Florida loss in 2019, man, in Columbia at Williams-Brice, that one was tough. They didn't have a good year that year, 4-8. And again, that Will Muschamp era, that had a lot to do with how that ended, right?
Hey, one of those games worked out pretty good for me.
I was going to say.
I love that 2019 App State game. That was fun. I was at that game. I was covering that game.
And that was in Columbia?
That was in Columbia. Had a lot of fun. Had a lot of fun at that one.
JB on the YouTube stream. Let's go scroll back up here. He says, most gut-wrenching Clemson loss has to be 1988 Florida State, the fumble Ruski. That's a good one. We'll get to Clemson in a second. JB, I knew this was going to be brought. It's on my list too. JB and T Swizzle Diesel both brought this up for South Carolina. Gamecocks has to be the 2015 loss to the Citadel.
Ooh,
the Citadel. I mean, I remember that one like it was yesterday. I mean, I remember Gamecock fans.
That was embarrassing.
2015 loss to the Citadel. That one might be up there. You started the season in 2015, Diesel, with a win against North Carolina and Charlotte, right? Then you just went on this god-awful losing streak where you lost to A&M, Tennessee, Florida. 2 weeks later, you lost to Clemson. But the one game everybody knew they were going to win was the Citadel. However, 23-22 final score, Citadel in 2015, that's got to be – I mean, how is that not at the very top,
I mean,
right?
That one – the App State loss, those just kind of signify the Will Muschamp era and his lack of ability to have any kind of consistency and win the gimmies. I mean, Citadel's a gimme game.
Gimme.
App State should have been a gimme game. I mean, that was a really good team that year for App State, but that should have been a gimme game. You're an SEC program, by God. You should be beaten G5 teams by 24 points.
Which one of those is worse, the App State loss or the Citadel? I say the Citadel loss.
Oh, the Citadel loss. The Citadel loss. Like I said, App State was really good that year. And that, as a matter of fact, I only remember that year specifically because that's the year Georgia Southern ripped our hearts out. We finished 13-1 that season. The only loss was to Georgia Southern. Don't lose that game. App State probably goes on and plays in a New Year's Six game. Instead, Memphis got the New Year's Six bid. They were a one-loss team
well. I remember that.
That was the year App State beat North Carolina and South Carolina in the same season, but lost to Georgia Southern at home on Halloween.
Man, that's tough. JB says 2013 loss to the Tennessee Volunteers. Carolina was leading 21-20, was less than a minute. Tennessee throws a bomb down the field, kicks a field goal, lost 23-21. That loss kept Carolina out of the SEC championship game. I remember that very vividly. He said Carolina wins that 2013 game against Tennessee, and they finish 11-1, 7-1, playing in the SEC championship with a chance to go play for the national title. That's a really good one, JB. That is a really, really good one. I like that a lot. So those are a few on the Gamecock side of things.
Dan B. throws – we have a piece of audio for this, Cole, if you want to tab over a page or two on the button bar there. He says Georgia Southern beating Nebraska a few years ago because Tony Kornheiser came on TV the next week and said these words.
I can't find it right now. There's like three different pages. Sorry, I'll pull it during the break. But that's an interesting one. Georgia Southern beating Nebraska. What year was that?
That would have been 22 maybe.
How about that?
2022, 2023, something like that.
Now on the Clemson side of things, Diesel. The Clemson side of things, Clemson fans out there, Tisa was want to hear from you as well. 844-326-3663. The most gut-wrenching losses for the Clemson Tigers. I throw the Duke loss 2 years ago, Diesel, on Labor Day, the night. I mean, that's got to be up there near the top, right?
I mean, that's when the Clemsoning conversation came back in a big, big way. I mean, think back to the Tommy Bowden era. They had a tendency to play way down to bad teams, to lose games that they shouldn't lose when you got more talent than your opponent does. That was what Clemsoning was. And by God, Clemson Clemsoned against Duke.
That was a bad one. I mean, like, really, really bad. 2023, again, it's Labor Day night. And Diesel, not only the fact that Clemson lost to Duke, the fact that it wasn't close. Cade Klubnik was horrible. Mm. You fumble at the 1 yard line, 28-7. I remember that game watching that night and thinking, there's just no way. There's no way Duke's going to beat Clemson. They did. But Clemson went on the next week, you know, to beat Charleston, Southern, and Florida Atlantic by a million. But that's got to be up there. Which ones do you throw up there for the Tigers?
T Swizzle brings this one up. He goes, the West Virginia one was pretty bad. You're talking about the 70-33 game.
2012.
When Clemson was the number 15 team in the country, a 10-win team, by the way.
Yeah.
Got absolutely roasted, put on a spit, and roasted over a fire by the number 23 West Virginia Mountaineers, 70-33. They scored more points in the second quarter than Clemson scored in the whole game.
I had that one on my list, and I remember that one like it was yesterday. That was the 2011 season, but the year of 2012. And Diesel, like I said, that one's up there. I mean, somebody who grew up a Clemson fan, that one stung for a long time. You mentioned 70-33. It was the Orange Bowl. Clemson had just beat Virginia Tech in the ACC championship, right? And for them to come and have that performance, it was god-awful. God-awful.
Yeah. I think of 2019, the national championship game against LSU. That ended Clemson's 29-game win streak. It was obviously Joe Burrow and LSU, one of the best football teams ever.
Mm.
I mean, that was the beginning of the end of the elite title run seasons for Clemson.
Yeah, it definitely turned a chapter, right?
Sure.
Christopher on Twitter says, at the Cole Bryce, and the most embarrassing and the most demoralizing loss of all time was the Orange Bowl, West Virginia. So he brings that one up as well. 2012, I think for Clemson fans, that one's up there. The Duke loss was bad. Don't get me wrong. 21-point loss to Duke on Labor Day night. I have last year's loss to Georgia somewhat up there. Not near the top of the list, but that was a bad loss. Not a bad loss, like, in terms of you shouldn't lose the game, but just the way you competed in the second half last year was embarrassing. I have 2015 against Alabama, Diesel, on my list.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have that one on yours or not, but you mentioned 2019 Clemson LSU. Is that right?
Yeah, I did.
That was a, you know, tough loss. But to your point, that was a really good LSU football team, right?
Yeah, it was.
So I don't have that one as up there. 2015 Bama, God, what a game that one was. I mean, I can still remember almost every single play of that football game and what a good game it was. So those are mine. I'd say the Duke loss and the 2012 loss in the Orange Bowl to West Virginia are probably up there. JB says all the games, Tommy Bowden was there, were gut-wrenching. Good point.
There you go.
That's a really good point,
JB. I like it, JB. When we come back, Cole, let's take a look at some of our upset picks, early leans. I've got a few that I really, really looked at, ultimately didn't choose, or did I? Am I pre-revealing my upset pick? And, Cole, when we come back, two coaches that I think need their week one victory more than just about anybody else here in the Southeast. Some teams that I think have to win in opening week to maybe save their coaches' jobs. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.